Keep taking notes. There will be a test later. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Well, my next guest was here just a couple of days ago, but I've got to be honest, when certain important things happen, you have the most credible sources you can find, the people that really know what's going on. And when it comes to taxing online purchases, which the Supreme Court says is okay in a 5-4 ruling, Grover Norquist, none too impressed with that, the president of Americans for Tax Reform, returning here to the program. And Grover, I do appreciate it, but this is an important topic that affects anybody that does transactions online. Welcome back.
Good to be with you. Yes, it is a minor, major disaster, because it's not just about online purchases where you can go online and buy something. And the rule had been a Supreme Court decision that if you buy something from a store in Maine, the L.L. Bean, before they had stores anywhere else, they just had a store in Maine, and then they'd ship you stuff on catalog or now on the Internet, that a business only living in Maine with business workers in Maine and manufacturing or store in Maine, they could not be taxed by Alabama or Nevada or any other state because you didn't want states crossing borders and putting taxes and or regulations, you know, other things, onto a business in another state which has no representation in Alabama, right? They can't vote against a politician who abuses them with higher taxes or other things. So that protected one state from leaping over the state line and hitting businesses, workers in other states. That protection was taken away, but not just for the sales tax. Lots of states like California are trying to tax people long after they've left the state and figure out innovative ways for doing that. And who's to say that their reasons aren't acceptable if you don't have physical presence as a blocker? So if you don't, you're not physically there, they can't tax you, okay? That takes a lot of nonsense off the table. And they've really opened a Pandora's box. Corporate income taxes. A company could decide that they can tax
you. So you're concerned,
Grover. We're going to tax you worldwide because somebody in our state wants to buy something from you and now defend yourself.
So, I mean, your concern is this is just the beginning. This opens up the floodgates, and now states go, well, aha, I can go after taxes for income. I can go after taxes for nothing. And the concern there that I saw you write about yesterday was that people that are going to be applying a tax to me, Steve Gruber, might live in Iowa or California or Texas. People that I don't elect, I have no control over, are going to demand tax dollars from me, and that is taxation without representation, which this republic was founded on.
Yes, it's kind of a core principle that people should have some ability to defend themselves against abusive taxes. Voting is not, doesn't get you to win all the time, but if you can't vote against a politician, you have no ability to discipline their appetites for your money, your time, your life.
So what do you do about it? This is the Supreme Court's ruling. Is there a recourse? Can the legislature step in? Can Congress step in and say, okay, we're going to make a universal level of taxation, or we're going to make it, you know, apply? Is there something that can be done on the legislative level that will correct what could be big problems coming down the line?
Right. There's several things that will happen. Little states, you know, like San Francisco, will start coming up with ways to tax people who commute into San Francisco but don't necessarily live there. And they'll find ways to tax things that are really innovative. And you and I go, oh, that's very clever, because that's what they spend their time thinking about. But some states will be very abusive, and some states may come up with rules that are fairly reasonable, you know. But the federal government will almost certainly step in, because at the end of the day, it's interstate commerce, and the Constitution is very clear. Congress could pass a set of rules. The challenge we had was that the rules that Congress is being passed by some companies would be one that was worse than the status quo. Okay, not one that was
better. That's always a danger.
Had fewer protections for smaller businesses and to stop you from suing into a state. You know, you get a letter from a state saying, I think you owe us $1,000 in sales taxes. So either send us a $1,000 check, Mr. Small Businessman, or, I don't know, pay $10,000 for a lawyer. What do you think? Hurry up.
Here's the thing. That's extortion.
Yes, and it happens. I mean, it happens now, even before, with some of the protections that we used to have. Congress could pass a law that exempted smaller businesses, people who sell things on eBay, for instance, which would solve a lot of the problem for a lot of people. You also need to solve it for the larger companies because they're the target for everybody who wants a piece of large company. You also got to defend now against the Europeans deciding to do this, because if our Constitution says that Missouri can tax Alabama people, why can't France tax Alabama people? What's the rule there?
And isn't that exactly, hold on, Grover, that's exactly what the EU wants. They want the ability to reach into the American taxpayer's pocket and collect some money. I mean, isn't that part of it? I'll give you the last word. We don't have a lot of time here, but I'm going to tell you that's a big part of their game, isn't it? We got about a minute here, and I want you to address that, the Europeans taking American money.
Yes, the idea that Europe, that countries in Europe or the EU itself could tax across the Atlantic and decide to tax businesses here, this is not a made-up concern. This is not something where we just imagine it. They are trying this now. They are discussing this now. I met with German political leaders who said, we don't like it, but a lot of the countries in EU, the EU bureaucracy doesn't always respond to the EU countries. So the Germans said, we don't think it's a good idea, but it's a thing over there. They're talking about it. And once the EU starts talking about a tax, then they convince themselves that there's all this money, and then people decide, I want that money, and then the lobby to pass the unimaginable tax in the first place becomes inevitable. And this Supreme Court decision has made that European threat more credible.
And really a potential real issue going forward. Grover Norquist, I greatly appreciate you coming back to articulate these incredibly important points. I'm sure we'll talk about this going forward as we see how it plays out. Have a good weekend, my friend.
Thank you.
Quick break on the Steve Gruber Show and a couple of final thoughts after this.